This is the flip side, part two. Today is September 19th, Sunday, and today...
Hallelujah!
Guess who that was? Today at 12, or 12:45, there's a kind of a recognition graduation ceremony at Kimball Recital Hall. And this year, because of the fact that the semester is crowded up to Christmas so closely, each college is going to have their own recognition ceremony, and I go pick up my diploma on the 23rd in the afternoon. I just go over to the administration building to do that. So this afternoon will be sort of the real graduation, and Sue and I are going to go. And it's just kind of an informal thing. They have a short convocation, and they don't wear gowns, caps or gowns or anything. Just wear a suit. She was disappointed because she couldn't get me in my monkey suit. And, excuse me, then there's a short kind of reception afterwards over at the CBA building, the old social sciences building.
Yay!
Up in the faculty lounge. And you just kind of sit around and drink coffee and eat cake and so on.
Yay!
I have a final tomorrow, Monday, the 20th. And Don and Debbie are coming in today from the East Coast. Don is through with his officer basic out there, and he went through Ranger School, and they're on their way to Germany. He has a little leave first, so they're going to stop in. Don and Debbie were our neighbors for about 2 years next door. Now, here we are, back from the graduation ceremony. We had, there were about 100 or so people at the ceremony, and most of the professors of the college were on stage, and the dean said a few words, and everybody walked across the stage, and he shook everybody's hand. Then we went back over to the school and had some coffee and punch and saw a couple of the profs and a couple of my friends. And then we got back home. Don and Debbie had arrived, and they were here. We left our key next door with Skeets and Grandma, and we heard all about Fort Belvoir and their plans to go to Germany. And now Susan will say a few words.
Well, I didn't take the camera along, and I'm so sorry, because it was just beautiful. We thought it was going to be a lot less formal, the ceremony, than it was. And everybody was in street suits, but the thing that was so nice about it, Ruth, you remember that it was just mass for that other one, and everybody kind of stood up as their college was announced. Well, this time they read off everyone's name, and they walked across the stage and shook hands, and everybody had a chance to see their own graduate up there. And it was so much more personal. And that new organ that they put into the Kimball Recital Hall was fantastic. They had it lit in purples and fuchsia reds on the background with the black velvet curtains and the red velvet curtains, and the lighting effects changed as he played the organ. And it was just a beautiful setting and gorgeous flower arrangements, and the girl, and you could see all the pipes, and that was what was so pretty. And each at the joints of all the pipes and where the valves were was all red velvet. It was just beautiful. And the girl that I sat with, her husband said that it wasn't going to be such a big deal either, so she didn't bring a camera, so we didn't get any pictures. And I'm really sorry, because it was really pretty, and I think it was much nicer. I would have been a lot happier if the guys had been in caps and gowns, and that would have really set it off perfectly. And it was short enough that it wasn't, you know, you didn't get tired, and everything was meaningful, and the reception was very nice, and Mike looked very handsome. And it was just a really nice day. Well, Don and Debbie have left now to go visit some other friends, and we're going to hit the books for our finals tomorrow and get ready to have them back later for dinner, and then they're going to leave again so we can study some more. So it's going to kind of be a hectic weekend for us. And we'll talk to you the middle of next week again, after we get through with finals, and after I open those December 23rd packages. I can't figure that out. Our whole house is full of Christmas packages now. Everyone's gifts have arrived, and it's really pretty. We're going to take a picture of our tree any day now. Well, we'll talk to you next week then. Bye now.
Here we are again, back in the same day. This is still the 19th. And we decided that we wanted to put a little more on today. I wanted to tell you how much I appreciated your most generous anniversary gift. We're going to put that to good use. That was
graduation.
Really nice. Yeah, I mean graduation gift, excuse me. Christmas anniversaries and graduations get all confused. Pat and Lou Blish sent me a real nice carry-on suitcase, a two-suiter, and they also sent a very nice check, as did Grandmother Craig. And we just thought you'd like to know, and I'd like to thank you for your tremendous gift. And Mary Lou and Steve sent us a real nice picture album, one of the ones that you can put leaves in and expand. And we've already filled it up, so we're going to have to get some more leaves to expand it pretty soon.
I have to add a funny note. I was giving Mike a bad time yesterday, and he said that from now on, I am allowed to call him Master. So, around the house now, he's known as Master to Misty and I, and casual friends who happen to drop in. I made him a little sign to go around his neck, and it has Master on it with little stars all over it, MBA on the back, and I've made him wear it all day. So far, I haven't had to get down on my knees too many times.
I haven't been able to get Misty to lick my feet yet, but I'm working on it. She should pretty soon.
How much card?
Oh, yeah. I also wanted to thank you for that great graduation card. That was really nice. I guess you had to look all over for that from your letter. You said you went to about three different places. I particularly like that card. That was really nice.
Hi. Today's the 23rd, Thursday. I'm all finished with my finals. It was a big relief. Got up at 7:30 this morning, and I got up at 6, and my final was at 7:30, and I went to school in the dark. And as I rode away for 2 hours, I saw the sun rise.
I got up at 9:30.
I opened the presents, and Mark, do not open till the 23rd, and I'm just thrilled. I thank you so much. I wanted that series so badly, and I've just been looking at it and drooling and drooling. It's really a nice gift. You couldn't have picked a nicer gift for me, really. Right up my alley. Well, we finished up our Christmas shopping after my final today and went to the university at 4, and guess what happened?
Got this little piece of paper here that says, University of Nebraska Graduate College's diploma makes known that the Board of Regents of the University of Nebraska, upon the recommendation of the faculty and by authority of the statutes of the states, has by its officers specifically authorized hereto conferred the degree of Master of Business Administration upon Michael Dobson Johns, who is entitled to enjoy all the rights, honors, and privileges pertaining to that degree, in testimony hereof, etc. I got my degree. I also talked to Mr. Hallgren. He talked about family a little bit, and I'm going to go in and talk to him next week, bring my resume in to him, and we're going to pick over some good companies to write to, which that should help quite a bit. Gee, this tape's about to run out. Don and Debbie left Wednesday. They stayed a couple days. And Don's going to go over to Germany early in January, and Debbie's going to come over if he can find housing. Otherwise, she'll stay here and have her baby and then go over. And, we gave Misty another grape to see what she'd do with it, and it's the old dog in the manger trick. She puts it in her mouth and licks it, and she won't bite into it, and she won't let anybody near it. And it's really funny. We sneak up to her and try to take it away from her, and she growls and puts it in her mouth and just holds it there, and she won't bite into it or anything.
We're going to put a new tape on now, and then we'll tell you about our Christmas present. It's really